So last week, a 25-year-old guy in Oregon got released from jail. 2 days later, he had someone who wanted to buy heroin from him, but he didn't have a ride. So he got one from mom. Buyer turned out to be an undercover cop. Mom tried to hide the drugs when they were arrested. Both of them have now been taken back off to jail. So,
parent award of the week goes to that woman. Oh, the stupid photos we put up on the internet. Stupid photo trend happening. Hot dogs or legs?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a Tumblr page. Photos people took of their legs at the beach or in front of the TV, wherever. And because it's just a couple of bare legs, they look like hot dogs. And in some cases, the photos are of hot dogs. Like we said, stupid, but apparently you're supposed to figure out if it's hot dogs or legs.
I think it might be fairly easy. Last week, a 64-year-old man in Quebec wanted to get some revenge on his estranged wife for serving him the divorce papers, so he filled up the tractor with manure, drove over to her house, and dumped it into the hot tub. Then he got into a low-speed chase with the police, because this tractor doesn't go really much more than 10 miles an hour. He eventually was arrested, but it took pepper spray and some fisticuffs to get him arrested.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Friday, there was an EMT in Detroit named Joseph Hardman. He was performing CPR on a heart attack victim in the back of an ambulance on the way to the hospital. And in the middle of giving CPR, Joseph started having chest pains himself because it turned out he was having a heart attack too. He still helped the other EMT make sure their patient made it to the hospital's cardiac unit before taking care of himself. And doctors immediately started treating Joseph when he came into the ER. Turns out he had a blockage in an artery referred to as the Widowmaker. You hardly ever survive a blockage there.
Wow.
He did survive simply because he showed up to the hospital so quickly. And his doctor says he should be back at work in a few months. And his patient also survived as well.
Well, let's be thankful that Disney doesn't always follow things right down to the letter when they make their movies. Because if they had been biologically accurate with Finding Nemo, it would have been a much different movie.
I love that movie. I don't want it to change.
In real life, because of the clownfish,
mm-hmm.
When Marlin's wife died, Marlin would have become female and mated with Nemo.
That wouldn't have been the same story.
It would have been a very, very different movie. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.